Hey team, welcome to Rewriting Wellbeing, the Teacher's Health Podcast, the show that helps you thrive and not just survive, both in and out the classroom. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're good. I hope you've had a really, really lovely week so far. Happy Friday if you are listening to this on the day it goes out. I am sat here currently with a nice green tea. Already had too many coffees today. Looking outside with the beautiful sunshine coming through. So it's a good time to be sitting recording a podcast. Now for today's session, I have literally four words written down in front of me. So it's going to be a very off the cuff session. I haven't really thought in detail about what I'm going to say. So if it is a little bit rambly, please bear with me, but I do hope that it's going to be quite an interesting episode. Hopefully the title of this episode as well has spiked your intrigue just a little bit. So the four words I've got written down in front of me is literally Alice's eggs on toast. Now, completely random, sounds very, very weird, but bear with me. It will all make sense as we go through the session. So today I want to talk to you about my client Alice. She is amazing. She is absolutely fantastic. She really, really is brilliant. And we had a call earlier this week, and one of the things that came from the call was just how impactful her morning eggs on toast have been for her mental and physical health and well-being. So a few months ago, Alice and I sat down and we had a chat, and we were talking a little bit more about the fact that she felt quite overwhelmed at the time. And you know, as we do through coaching, I ask questions, I mirror thoughts and perspectives back to her. I offer alternative perspectives and we kind of go through the coaching process. That's what true coaching is, right? It is a lot of questioning and unpicking thought patterns and processing and things like that. It's not just saying, hey Alice, here's an idea, have eggs on toast in the morning. If I had done that, then the sort of conclusion, the point that she'd got to, that she'd reached in her mind, would be a lot less meaningful having just me having told her. So we were working through the coaching process, and at this time she felt quite overwhelmed. She felt like things were really, really busy in her headspace. She felt quite cloudy headed. Things were very, very hectic at school, and at the same time she was starting to deal with some really challenging behavior, and can continue to deal with that till today. And one of the things that came from the conversation was that she felt that her home space and her home environment was adding to the problem. And we basically summed it up as messy home, messy head, basically, messy headspace. And we kind of linked that actually for Alice, and I really resonated with her on this, when she feels overwhelmed and when things feel like they're getting on top of her, which is very, very common for us as teachers, her home space and home environment starts to get a little bit cluttered, and the dishes take a little bit longer to be done, and the washing stays on the bed for a little bit longer, and the bathroom needs cleaning for a little bit longer, and all, you know, all the normal things of adult life. And as that kind of happened and compounded, this then had a sort of like catch 22 effect, basically. So as the home got cloudier and messier and more overwhelming, so did her headspace, and then vice versa. And it basically became this spiral, you know, this negative helter-skelter down to just feeling completely, completely overwhelmed. So what Alice determined was that, okay, first and foremost, she needed to take some action to move forward from how she was feeling at this time, because it was of course impacting on school, you know, her teaching, her relationships at home, her nutrition choices, her movement choices, things like that, just her overall health and well-being. So she decided that she was going to first and foremost clear a space in her home. And what she also felt that was that she kind of lost herself a little bit. You know, I believe her words were something along the lines of, don't quote me on this, but something along the lines of, I feel like there's not a space in my home that truly reflects me as a person, and is my space, my little cubby, my little corner where I can go and kind of relax and chill out. So that was one thing that we took from the conversation. The second thing was that at the moment, at the time, her days were starting quite hectically. You know, there was quite a lot going on. It was sometimes get up quite late, rush out without breakfast, which again, I think we could all probably resonate to that as teachers. And she felt like she wanted to start her days differently. She wanted to start with something for her, something a bit more slow, something a little bit more calm and a little bit more thoughtful. So she decided that she was going to have breakfast each morning. And this then led to the conclusion of, right, eggs on toast, cool, that's going to work really well. And at the time of chatting to Alice earlier this week, that's exactly what she'd been doing for a little while. She had a lovely clear space in her home that was her space to sit down in the morning. She likes to read, she likes to do a bit of journaling and things like that as well. And again, each to their own, do whatever sort of fills your cup. I would always recommend trying to avoid too much screen time, particularly social media time in the morning. It's a rule that I've been following for the last few weeks or so, a little bit more mindfully. And actually, I tell you what, not going on social media, not having notifications, emails, prompts, you know, buzzes and alarms and dings and things coming through on my phone makes a world of difference. I feel so much more calm and collected in the mornings. But that's what Alice decided to do. And when I chatted to her earlier this week, she said, actually, having those eggs on toast has completely transformed her days. I can't remember the phrase she used. I should have written it down. It might have been floating into the mornings, maybe. Something like that. She basically said that, right, now I'm actually taking these 15 minutes for me to cook these eggs on toast, sit down, eat my eggs on toast, do a bit of reading, do whatever I want to do. Then actually, I feel like I'm kind of just like, you know, floating into the day. I'm kind of smoothly rolling into the day rather than it being hectic and all over the place. And what I loved that she mentioned, I'm actually quite impressed with my memory here. If you're a client of mine, you know that my memory isn't the best. And I haven't written any of this down, so this is all from memory. What she mentioned was that actually it was something that she was no longer, that was no longer up for debate. You know, she woke up a little bit later at one point this week and she actually felt that, you know what, I'm going to still sit down. I'm still going to have my eggs on toast because it is my time for me. It fuels me. It sends me into the day. I'm satiated. I know that worst comes to worst, I've had some fiber. I've had some protein in the morning. My nutrition is okay to start the day and I can kind of go into it. And that is now a non-negotiable for her. It's something that she does to start her day. And I thought that was absolutely brilliant. And the point that I want you to take away from this isn't that you need to have eggs on toast for breakfast. It's not even that you need to have breakfast at all. You know, each to their own. What works for you isn't going to, you know, what works for Alice isn't probably not going to work for you. But all I want you to do is put something in place in your morning routine. And parents, I hear you already. I know that it's hectic. I know that you might have been up since 4. I know that you might have been up multiple nights in the week, hours in the night, sorry. And nights in the week, actually. You know, I know that the morning time can be very, very hectic and you're getting everyone organized and things. And I've got a lot of clients who are, or most of my clients are teachers and parents. And some of them also their partners work shifts and things like that. So I really do appreciate that every family dynamic and every family setup is very, very different. But the message here is take some time for you in the morning, in the week. No matter what it is, if you can have a slightly slower start, whether it's 5 minutes to pop your head outside, get a breath of fresh air, whether it is to do a bit of movement and stretching in the morning, whether it is to have eggs on toast like Alice, you know, no matter what it is, take that time for you. And the sort of final thing that we spoke about in our chat on, I think it was Thursday, was that actually this had almost become symbolic. You know, it wasn't so much about having the eggs on toast and the nutrition and stuff like that. It was actually the fact that this was her casting a vote for the identity of the kind of person who puts themselves first. Alice sitting down to have her eggs on toast was her literally sending a signal to her brain that, you know what, you matter. Like, I value you. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to give you my time. Just like you do with the kids, just like you do with your partner or your parents or your siblings or your colleagues at school. You give so many other people your time. Why are you not sitting down first thing in the morning and having breakfast if that's what you want to do? Why are you not having 15 minutes yourself after the kids have gone home at 3:15 or whatever? You know, if it's good enough for other people, if others are worthy of your time and your effort and your focus and your energy, how comes you're not? You know, it's your time, right? And I wrote a post sort of similar lines to this, a lot along similar lines, and it ended with the phrase, "This ain't a dress rehearsal." And that's kind of what I've been trying to live by the last couple of months. Like this thing called life that flies by so quickly, and you know, it's Friday again somehow. You know, life whizzes by, it's busy, it's stressful, it's overwhelming, particularly in teaching at the moment. This ain't a dress rehearsal. You know, you don't get a second chance. There's no do-overs here. This isn't a practice run. This is the real deal. This is the life. And it's going to end at some point, right? Again, the harshest truth, but the most empowering truth is that we're all going to die at some point, to be completely blunt with it. Why are we not taking more pride and more patience with the process? So that is a little story about my amazing client, Alice. Alice, if you're listening to this, I'm not sure if you listen to this podcast, but if you are listening to this, you are awesome. And thank you very much for inspiring this podcast. I think we can all learn a lot from Alice. Her putting that time aside for her, that the sort of symbolism that that brings, but also just, you know, starting your day in a way that works for you. Anyway, like I said, a very off-the-cuff episode. I've literally just got back in, sat down with a cup of, what is it? It's peppermint tea, it's not green tea. Sitting down with a cup of peppermint tea, looking out the window, and just thought I'd share Alice's story because I think it's something that we can all probably resonate with. Have an awesome Friday. I do hope that you have had a brilliant week. I hope you've got a lovely, restful, relaxing, restorative weekend ahead of you. And I do hope the sun is out with you where you are as well. Take care, and I'll catch you very soon.